You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here with Andy Holding to look ahead to Kilbeggan's Saturday evening card. Some fantastic racing on Saturday. Really is something for everyone. And hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two on the evening. We've got seven races to go at the Irish venue. And joining me on the line is Mr. Andy Holding. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Yes, very well, thank you.
Managed to track you down. You've left your house. You've gone away for the weekend, and we've still managed to find you and force you to do a preview for us.
Yeah, abandoned Holding Towers for the weekend. Had a few days away. Come down to my wife's relations down in the deepest sunny Essex, and that's definitely the place to be at the moment because the weather in the southeastern corner is scorching.
Lovely. Oh, very nice. Right, well, I won't keep you long. You can get outside back on your sun lounger in just a second. We'll go through the Kilbeggan cards. Not the strongest card you'll ever see, is it, Andy? But there are definitely winners to be found, and there could be one or two nice types running this evening.
Yeah, one or two track specialists, horses that have been running well of late, decent beginners. We've got Guitar Pete running there, and highlight of the night, of course, that handicap chase worth €11,000 at 8 o'clock, where quite a few of them make some sort of appeal.
OK, well, we'll start with the 5.30, which is a maiden hurdle over almost 2.5 miles. And the Welsh Wizard is a fairly warm order at the head of affairs this morning. Probably brings the most solid form to the table, and though there are plenty of others that you could give an each way squeak to, the race does appear to be set up for the Hogan Charge here.
It does, really, yeah. He sets a good standard, a good run the other day down in Galway behind two very highly rated horses, Thomas Hobson, of course, and the William Onions camp, who was well backed on that occasion. And Dermot Wells Stuckadoor had got some good form going into that contest. The main two in the market fought out the finish, but it was a good run by Dennis Hogan's Charge, who kept on really well from two out. He obviously couldn't hold a candle to the front two, but he pulled well clear of the rest. And he followed up that good run down in Sligo behind the subsequent Galway winner, the Long Dog. That's another William Mullins horse. He certainly hasn't got any kind of opposition of that ilk against him here tonight. So if he doesn't really take this, this would be an open goal missed. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, then maybe Sparkalark could run well for those that want something at a much bigger price. He was involved in that good race down in Wexford the other day, which is very good on my speed figures. Hard fought to a second in that race, just got nutted the other day down in Cork. Unfortunately, the winner, Theatre Sunset, never got any chance to get into the race because she was rather messed about with, but still think that form's pretty good. Time-wise, he comes out second on my figures behind the Welsh Wizard, so if you're a numbers-based punter like I am, you'd certainly look to the favourite here, but you'd also have a little interest on Sparkalark from an each-way perspective.
OK, so the Welsh Wizard to win, Sparkalark, your each-way pick then in the 5.30. The 6 o'clock is next up, and it's a Mare's Novices Hurdle over the same trip, almost 2.5 miles. And the market seems to make it between those that are carrying penalties here, Andy. Numbers 1, 2 and 3 on the race card. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, decent little race this Mare's only race. Plenty of these can be given chances. I think the market's got it just about right. I'd also make Trina Kayla a favourite ahead of Give Her Back and Feel the Air. And I probably would go with Jessica Harrington's Charge. Based on the yard form, of course, yes, his horse is in great form, but also because it's got a course and distance win next to its name, and I think that could be very important in the final calculations. Didn't really look like justifying its position in the market here last time out when it did win, but win quite comfortably in the end. She actually managed to do by staying on very, very strongly. I actually fancied Tigourney on that occasion. I thought Tigourney had got that race in the bag, but once this mare by Galileo clicked into top gear, she was very, very strong in the latter stages. She missed an engagement at the Galway Festival to come here instead, and I think that pause that refreshes for 3 weeks will definitely do her good. At the main expense of Give Her Back, who run really well at the Galway Festival, and that hot mare's handicap won by Lily the Lioness, she comes out second best on my figures. But I think Trina Kayla's track form and ability to stay the trip well should stand her in good stead.
Okay, Trina Chela the pick then in the 6 o'clock. The 6:30 is race number 3 on the card, and it's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs once again. Slightly more competitive look to this one, Andy. Plenty of runners to go at. Not many bring the most solid form to the table. One that has been pretty solid the last twice is You Can't Catch Me. That would have a squeak, but it's Emmy Lou who heads affairs at the time of recording. Definitely the most open race that we've looked at so far, though.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, Emmy Lou has been hugely frustrating for Connections in recent times. She just got nutted here the last day over course and distance. She did have every chance, though, on that occasion. I thought that was a race that she rather squandered. She was well fancied in the market, but the Scourge, who was given a patient ride by Paul Carberry, picked her off in the end quite comfortably. And I felt as though if she didn't take advantage of winning that race, because that was a modest one, then she might struggle in future. She ships up here in a handicap of a mark of 89, but she is what she is. She's fairly exposed and up against horses that have certainly got probably a little bit more upside, including my selection here, You Can't Catch Me, horse you quite rightly were quite right to point out is the main danger to the favourite, Alex. Good run the other day down in Limerick. How that horse didn't win You Can't Catch Me is a bit of a head-scratcher. It was a bit of a head-bobbing finish. Lil Cash, who came with a withering run at the inside, just nutted Kieran Purcell's charge right on the line. You've got to feel sorry for Connections, who have been waiting for quite a while to get a win out of this horse over hurdles. Has at least won a bumper race under similar conditions to tonight, so has got an advantage from that perspective over the favourite, Emily Lou. Right about 4-1 this morning. You Can't Catch Me, given its profile of late, looks a really decent each-way bet.
OK, You Can't Catch Me, maybe not for catching in the 6:30. And the 7 o'clock is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. This one won't take much winning, Andy. The market has it between 2 at the time of recording, and He's Our Robin and Troubled Soul. He's Our Robin also down to run tomorrow, so just keep an eye out, maybe pulled out of this one ahead of that. Something to monitor anyway, but there really isn't a whole deal of strength and depth here, Andy.
No, this is a really modest maiden hurdle. It won't take a great deal of winning, as you quite rightly pointed out. Good money this morning for He's Our Robin. If you take away that last run on soft ground at Killarney, I've certainly got a favourite opportunity here. That run behind Fear Kiane at Wexford definitely reads well. That race has worked out quite well. I thought Fear Kiane ran really well in the Galway Festival, finishing fourth in a hot race. And the time before also was finished fifth to that improving horse of Henry de Bromhead's at Ceylon Taff. A reproduction of either of those two runs should make Thomas Mullins' charge of the one to beat. I gave another one that might interest the value seekers in this race. Is a horse hasn't really shown much over hurdles so far to date, and that's Daniel O'Sullivan's 7-year-old, Long Journey Home, who's a 14-1 chance on the morning line. But he's been running really well on the flat of late. He's managed to win a couple of times so far this season, and even though he was well beaten last time out at Nace over a mile, that race is very good on my speed figure, so I'd certainly expect him to improve on what he's done so far over hurdles. Probably outrun his odds, but I think He's Our Robin, as the market suggests. If he can return to the form he showed two starts back, he's definitely the one to beat.
He's Our Robin, then, the one to beat in the 7 o'clock. But a positive word for Long Journey Home, maybe at a bigger price. 7:30 is the next race that we're going to look at. A beginner's chase over 2.5 miles, and Guitar Pete heads affairs, and there's a short price to do so, Andy. Doesn't appear to be up against a whole lot. Show and Go and Officer Cadet, probably the main dangers in terms of Connections and recent form. But if Guitar Pete stands up, you would expect he's going to be pretty hard to beat here.
You would, really. I mean, this race looks bar of a fall, doesn't it, for Guitar Pete? I mean, he's a different class to these. He's a 140-yard rated horse over hurdles. He dined at the very top table. He certainly has been for the last two seasons. He's a Grade 1 winner, and he showed a good aptitude on his first start of offences as well. It's a tough track to open your opening career over the larger obstacles at Galway. You couldn't get any more trickier, but he handled it with aplomb. He just couldn't beat or get to come to terms with Impresario, who was given a real positive ride by Mark Enright, who made all the running. That horse, trained by Dennis Hogan, just opened up a big lead that not many horses could cope with in the latter stages. But Guitar Pete was the one who gunned him down in the latter part of the race. Couldn't quite reel him in, but certainly ran well enough to suggest that he's going to be winning races over fences. This is a track that Sandra Hughes does really well with her beginner's chasers, and I expect this horse to follow suit. So Guitar Pete, as the market suggests, should win that 7:30 bar in accidents.
The penultimate race on Kilbeggan's Saturday evening card is the 8 o'clock, and it's a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. Arguably the best race on the card in terms of the competitive nature of it, Andy. We've got some nice types coming up against each other. Who do you think can come out on top?
Well, I really like As the Peak. He's been in form of late. The podcasters have done really well with him. We backed him last time out, Danny Wexford. He should have won the time before, Danny Killarney. The only slight reservation about him tonight is that he's dropping back to 2.5 miles. He's a big, long striding horse. He needs plenty of time to get into his rhythm of his races. And you're certainly not allowed to do so around this tight venue and when the fences come at you quite quickly. He can be a little bit of a sticky jumper early on. So James Kamen rides him, will certainly be aware that you need to get him into a good track position early on. If you're looking one for at a big price, maybe Up Sluggart could certainly outrun his odds. This horse's form figures don't read all that well of late. He's unseated rider and fell on his last two starts. But if you go back to his Wexford win, he couldn't have won any more easier that night. He travelled really well in the hands of Ben Dalton. He could be named the winner a long, long way out. And he's back on good ground tonight, which is obviously going to play into his strengths. If he can avoid making mistakes, then I certainly think he can go a lot better than his market price suggests. He's around a 10 or 12 to 1 shot this morning. So I think As the Peak is the one to beat if he handles the track and handles a drop-back in trip. I certainly wouldn't put you off him. But Up Sluggart, available to back at much bigger odds, slightly appeals at a much bigger price.
OK. So we'll take As the Peak to win and Up Sluggart each way in the 8 o'clock. The final race is the 8.30. It's a bumper over 2 miles. And the market has it between three here, Andy. Eshaiko, Paddy Gonzalez and Bob Ali. Some respected yards and connections here, but again, doesn't look the strongest race. What wins the last for you?
Well, I'll go with the Shaker. I thought it was a really good effort the other day. I mean, that race contained quite a few in-form horses, such as Mr. Steadfast, Train Station, and Free Scorpion. The ground was on the heavy side as well. That's not exactly the ideal conditions for a horse making his debut, but I like the way this horse travelled in the race. He just got a little bit tired late on. But the standard, like I say, looks much better than this particular contest. And dropping back to a bumper, I mean, this is the kind of thing that a lot of Irish trainers do. Certainly wouldn't hold any fears from where I'm sitting. Obviously, there are a few dangers in there. There's been a decent bit of money for a couple this morning. But I do think Eshiko sets a really good standard. Paddy Gonzalez and Bobbley look the obvious threats. But it'd be disappointing to say the very least if Sandra Huey's horse wasn't competitive here.
OK. So the favourite, the pick, or the favourite at the time of recording, anyway, the pick in the last for Sandra Hughes. Great stuff, Andy. Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of a fantastic card at the Curragh. But until then, happy betting and best of luck.
OK, cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.